This is Earth and Sky. Craig Carey, a marine biologist at the University of Delaware, is searching for new species of bacteria at the bottom of the ocean.
He says collecting samples doesn't always go as smoothly as intended.
We often have major setbacks. On our last cruise, we lost a piece of equipment that we were putting down on the seafloor and bringing back some very, very unique samples that had never been brought back before. On our third deployment, it never came to the surface, and we lost it. I mean, research is one of these things when you're trying to open up and discover new things, you have to be willing to take the setbacks along with the discoveries.
Carey is trying to understand the subtle differences between bacteria that live in hot places, such as near boiling hydrothermal vents, and those that live in cold places, such as Antarctica.
Substances called enzymes let bacteria adapt. Carey hopes newly discovered enzymes might help chemists make things like better soaps or better drugs. And he says that using naturally occurring enzymes is cheaper and better for the environment.
Nature can be as good as, if not better, at developing and evolving these proteins to do what they do than maybe a chemist in a building in somewhere, some company.
Thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.